Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. Hey, guys. Hey there. Hey, girl. Hey. Thanks for joining us here for another phenomenal show. Listen, I am tickled pink to have you, as my auntie from Milledgeville, Georgia, would say, to check us out every single week, as you always do. We want to say hello. Hello to all those that are tuning in from Facebook, from Twitter, from Instagram. Oh, my goodness, from Charvette.com, from all of our broadcast stations, those that are hanging out on the phone lines. Thank you. We see you. Thank you so much. All right, so we are going to be jumping right on in. You know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and this talk show does just that. So today we have two dynamic author spotlights. So I have my first guest back by popular demand. She's hung out with us before. She's hanging out right now in the virtual green room, enjoying some virtual snacks before I bring her up to the mic. And it's super exciting because she has a brand new book. I mean, literally hot off the presses. Back with us again, best-selling author Lucretia Angel. Yes, 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 she is back with us. You know the book, Girl, No. Positive Deception. It Ain't Over, all of those inspirational novels published by His Pen Publishing, and she's got her fourth novel out, Journey to Love, and oh, it's good, y'all. Y'all gonna get to hear all about it. So listen, keep it locked right here. And then in our second segment, we have another dynamic author that we are featuring, Toni Dupree. She's an author. She is a makeup consultant. She is an interior designer. She is an etiquette coach. She's an etiquette coach. And so she has a new book out, tailored to the teens and the tweens, called Whose Fork Is It Anyway? And she is on a mission with this particular book to really help teach dining etiquette. And you know what? Even though this is targeted to teens and tweens, there's some grown folks that need to have some proper dining etiquette. So we're going to talk all about that in our second segment. So don't go anywhere. As a matter of fact, this is what I want you to do. Jump on Facebook, jump on Twitter, let them know what you're listening to. Tell them to tune in, share the link, and check us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, so we're moving into my first segment again, Author Spotlight, author Lucretia Angel. She is here to chat with us. Brand new book, Journey to Love. Listen, wealthy, debonair, bachelor, Christian Tyler, a building contractor from Los Angeles, agrees to take on the task of building a youth center in the town of Bethany, Tennessee, just about 2 hours away from Nashville. But he's going to run into Shelby Lamar, the town's self-proclaimed gold digger. You know some encounters are about to happen right in there. All right, so we're bringing up to the mic right now, hot off the presses, author Lucretia Angel. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, it is an honor. Yes. Listen, do you feel like you just gave birth? I mean, your brand new book is out. What does it feel like?
It is just, I'm speechless. I literally put on Facebook, I'm giving glory to God. I'm just praising. I'm just shouting. I'm rejoicing.
Yes.
Because it's like, wow, it's here.
Wow, to see all of your work come to life, and certainly no novice, three other books, you know, already novels under your belt already. Was it different, harder, easier to write this particular novel?
Actually, this novel was harder, and the reason I felt like it was harder was because my other books, you know, you do have the more of the Christian fiction base. So you do have elements of ministry in the book. But with this one, I wanted to focus more on the romance outside of it. And so, of course, I didn't exclude God out of it by any means. But being able to focus all the attention on the romance side of it and just telling that love story, that became a little more difficult, you know, because I want to reach a broader audience. And so it's a very clean romance, but
all right.
It definitely is romance.
All right, and everybody likes a little bit of romance in their lives. All right, I love that. So tell us how you came up with the title, Journey to Love.
Well, I looked at the Journey to Love because of the space of difference, distance between where Christian is from and where Shelby lives. He had to take a journey in order to find her. And so, you know, sometimes when we take different journeys and we go through different things, we don't know what the outcome will be, but this was going to be his journey to love. He knew that there was something more for him other than, you know, just the task at hand. He didn't know what the full reason was that he would be traveling to little bitty Bethany, Tennessee, but in the end, he'll find, you know, there's something more for me here than just my job.
Wow. And you know what? When I started reading the book, I really liked Christian. Christian Tyler, the guy, the main character, he is just a nice guy. He's one of those guys where you would be like, he's a good guy. I liked how you put his characteristics in. You know, it opens up with his mom, Iris, who's kind of fussing because she doesn't want him to take this contracting job. Talk a little bit about his relationship, you know, between him and his mom.
Okay. The relationship with he and his mom is he's an only child, and he was raised by his mother. His father was kind of in and out of his life and didn't play a major role. So, you know, we as mothers of sons, I have one son, and we're very protective. And that's where you find his mom's like, okay, if you're going away, you're not under my wing anymore. I won't be able to shelter you the way I'm used to. You know, you're not right where I can put my hands on you. And so him being the man that he is, he wants to live his own life and to make the decisions not only to be helpful to others, but to also enrich his own life. But at the same time, he wants to be respectful of his mother.
Yes, and so he has done well for himself. He's one of the best contractors around. He has some money in the bank. Holla, he has some money in the bank that is allowing him to take this opportunity to really to take a pro bono job on to create this youth center, and he really is stepping out to do something different. And so let's talk about the location. So he's traveling to Bethany, Tennessee. Describe that location for us.
Okay. Well, I have to say, when I came up with the town of Bethany, my mind immediately went to the Bible scripture, you know, the town of Bethany. That's where Lazarus and his sisters were, and how much love that his sisters had for him and how much love Jesus had for him. But when you see him come in, it's like that feeling of hopelessness because he's dead. And so that's where I got the name Bethany from. I later found out there is an actual Bethany, Tennessee, but it's not related.
Oh, and so, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the town of Bethany, it's based on my experiences for living 20 years in small town Tennessee. And so a lot of the things that you will see him encounter in Bethany are very common among small towns, you know, as they say, the one horse town or the one street light town. And so he goes to this place that most people would say, where in the world did that come from? You know, how would you even imagine a place like that? How did you even hear about a place like that? But I did all of that to just show that sometimes in the most minute places or the most unforeseen situations, that's when you'll get your greatest blessing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's a great way how he found out, about the location because of two people who really had, opened their hearts to the community, Deborah and Daniel. And he sees, a story about them on the TV all the way over in Los Angeles, California. And that brings him to this little town.
Yes, and, in today's time, I feel like that is something that's very practical because we can tune in to the news from anywhere in the country and you'll see where things have gone viral due to social media or, YouTube and things like that, and they become mainstream stories stemming from a small situation. And so he's always had a heart of helping people, wanting to help people, and you'll find a conversation that he has throughout the book where someone is saying to him, why did you pick this little place? You're in Los Angeles. I'm sure there were people that you could have helped there. And his response to her is, but there are also more resources. And so it was just a situation to where, your gift making room for you. His gift truly had made room for him. But like he said before, in the story to his mom, I would never think that I was above or better than because, I'm doing well now, but I remember where we came from. So he has that love for people. And even if that means going above and beyond and reaching far, then he's willing to do that to say, I was able to help.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I really liked about Christian Tyler was that, he has arrived. He has money, and he certainly could. Some people with less than he has are sticking their nose up, and so he has just a gracious heart. And so to talk about how small the town is, when he flies into the Nashville airport, it's still a 2-hour car ride just to get to this little town of Bethany. I didn't plan that, listeners. That just came out. And so he's picked up by a gentleman, Landon. Now, Landon has a special meaning. Tell us about it.
Yes, Landon is the name of my 3-year-old grandson, and today is his birthday. He turned 3 today. So,
let's give him a big applause. Happy birthday, Landon.
And so, I love Landon. He, of course, I love my grandson, but the character Landon, he's so funny and he's so smart, but he's so meticulous about the things that that he loves. And I thought about my little man, and with today being his birthday, I thought this would be the perfect release day for my book. And so everything, it just has a total special meaning because I'll always remember Journey to Love came out on my Pooh Bear's birthday.
wonderful. Wow. Again, listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're talking about a newly released novel, Journey to Love, romance by author Lucretia Angel. All right. So he's in this town. He's met in Land, and he's getting introduced. As word spreads about this mysterious new debonair bachelor that's in town, in comes into the story Shelby Lamar. Tell us about Shelby.
Shelby is a beautiful woman, and she was brought up on very poor means. One thing she shares in common with Christian is that her mother also raised her alone. However, she had 3 sisters. So Shelby learned very early that she could use her beauty to influence others and get the things that her mother wasn't able to give to her. So, so she uses that to say, hey, I can be your arm piece, your eye candy. I'll do all of that, but you got to do some things for me, too.
So all right.
Christian is just like, okay, well, he's got to be green. He ain't from here. He doesn't know, what I'm all about. So, I see my next mark. And he fine? Yes.
And he's fine. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, and so is she liked in the town or is she hated in the town?
She's hated. She is. There are those that hate her, and there are those that just don't even acknowledge her. It's like, oh, yeah, that's Shelby. You know, the ones that do know her because of her reputation, then she is treated as if she wears a scarlet letter. She's not anyone that someone would go up to and say, you've got to meet Shelby. This is somebody you need in your life. This is somebody you'll want to know. This, she's a lady that, rather than say that, Christian's told avoid her at all costs.
And so he, unlike maybe other gentlemen, does not easily bow really to her advances or anything. And so that, I think, catches her by surprise.
Yes, because, you know, she knows how to bat her eyes and, you know, to do that little giggle. And she knows what it takes to get people. But what she doesn't realize is that he's got an inside scoop. And so, you know, when you know you're getting ready to walk into something, it's easier to be, you know, more reserved.
She doesn't
realize that he's already been warned about her. So she's got to put in actual work to get Christian.
Oh, interesting. So what will the readers, what messages do you want the readers to know just about love in general? Are there any messages interwoven throughout this story that you want to leap up off the pages for the reader?
Oh, definitely. More than anything, I want the readers to know to be open. Be open-minded. Even when people tell you things about others, not just in romantic relationships, but in life in general, form your own opinions. Allow yourself to be open enough to give people an opportunity and give people a chance. You never know why God is allowing you to enter someone's life. It may not be for a romantic reason. It may not be for a financial reason, but there may be some things that you can impart into that person, and that person can also impart into you. And also, I want people to know that if you just dig a little bit deeper than the surface, you'll be surprised at the treasures that you'll find.
Ooh, if you dig a little deeper, do you think people are missing out on, I'm going to say, love opportunities? I haven't heard that before. I need to coin that. Hashtag love opportunities. Do you think people are missing out on love opportunities because they are being too narrow-minded?
Very much so. And one thing about this book, a friend of mine, author Jacqueline Thomas, when she read it, she said, "You were thinking about your husband, weren't you?" And it's so true because my husband and I, we met under very unusual circumstances. And it was because we were both open-minded that we were able to find the treasure within each other. Because, I mean, our love was definitely a journey to love. I was in a itty-bitty town in Tennessee, and he was in Memphis, Tennessee, you know? And it was
wow.
You live where? So you'll
where is that on the map?
Elements. Exactly. They don't even mention that on the news. But
wow.
Because of that, because of the fact that we were open, we were able to see that love can not only be found, but it can grow. There's no perfect love. But if you are willing to just be open and love like Christ said love, then you'll be surprised at the blessing that's in store for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is a word for you right there. Would you say this book is targeted to female readers, male readers, or both?
I would definitely say both, because I would say female readers, because, you know, we love romance. But one thing with Shelby was a woman that people wouldn't expect to find love. I'm not saying that she does, but she was an outcast. And a lot of times we as women, due to past relationships, we can feel like the outcast. We can feel like we're the ones that will never achieve our dreams, or we'll never find somebody to truly love us, because we are so deeply rooted in how we were treated in the past. And so in order for us to receive what God may have for us, then we have to be open and say, you know what, I deserve this. And that's what I want the women to take from this, to know that whether you're seeking love or even if you're already in a marriage or in a relationship, know that you deserve to be loved. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have that joy, because God put us on this earth, you know, as a companion to the man. You know, he realized Adam was missing something. And
mm-hmm.
so he gave
yes.
him Eve. And so I want women to know that you are a treasure. You are a prize. You are beautiful, you know, inside and out. And you deserve everything that God has for you. And then with the men, I would like for men to realize that, you know, it doesn't matter what others say. It doesn't matter how far that you have to go. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor
and,
in the
yes,
sight of the Lord.
Please add that piece.
You're
leaving
that
part off. Yes. See, I know you. I like you.
Favor.
Don't forget the favor, honey. Yes.
And so, you know, if they will look beyond the skin surface, whether she is what they say is a dime or the most beautiful
mm-hmm.
woman, or if she's just plain Jane, if she's for you, then she will help to elevate you to the point that you should be, because you're going to find that favor with God when you're with that woman. So I want men to take from this book to know that be open to love and be open to compassion. You know, you don't have to be a taskmaster. You don't have to be evil. You don't have to be forceful. But it's okay as a man to show love.
Yes, show love. Oh, I love that message. I love that theme. Listeners, you are hearing it live right here. Author Lucretia Angel, we're talking about new, brand new novel, Journey to Love. Let them know how they can purchase a copy.
Okay, as we forestated, it is available for purchase today. Yay!
Yay!
And you can purchase it on my website, which is www.lucretiaangel.com/books. They can also purchase it on Amazon, both in print and ebook copies. It can also be purchased through iBooks, through Kobo, all of those different Smashwords, all the different ebook outlets. And like I said, it's ready today. If you want your autograph copy, though, you need to come to my website.
All right. So go to the website for the autograph copy. And listeners, you want the autograph copy, so go ahead and do that. And it's awesome, too, that this was published under His Pen Publishing, and you are CEO of His Pen Publishing.
Yes. And
awesome.
Even with the title, His Pen Publishing, it just reminds me. That's the title that the Lord gave me. And it reminds me that God is the author. I'm just the vessel he uses. And so even with the title of my company, it reminds me to stay humble and to know that I don't do this of my own strength. The people that read the books and enjoy the books or are blessed by the books, that's an extension of my ministry. God has given me a ministry without walls. And it can reach
yeah.
places, you know, my books can go where my body can't. And so I think he has allowed me to have such a wonderful gift that it can touch lives of people that I physically may never lay my eyes on.
Absolutely. And certainly we can tell that you have impacted lives, just your novels and I'm sure just your ministry. I peeked over at your Facebook and you've got some cool videos, and I love how you, you know, did a video kind of letting people know, hey, the book was coming up. But then you did the outtakes. So where you messed up, and that was so funny, and I was like, how authentic is that, you know, to show that part? So that, what was that like, then, when deciding to put the outtakes to your video on your Facebook?
Well, one thing about me is people know I love to laugh. I look for opportunities to laugh. And, I mean, you have gotten me in the best place in the world if you got me laughing. And, you know, I also thought about, I said, so many times, you know, we as people in every capacity, we want to put our best foot forward. We want everybody to think we're all polished and prim and proper and everything's all perfect. But, you know, I wanted people to see the human side of me, be like, y'all, I messed up on this thing so many times. Let me show you what it's really like. Because I never want people to, I never want people to be in a situation, whether you are an aspiring writer or if you're a minister or whatever capacity in life, I never want to be in a position to where I make people think that it's so hard to do different things. You know, if they're only looking at the polished version of things, then people will go, well, I don't think I can do that. I don't know how she did it like that. But see, they didn't see my daughter running from the back room going, Mom, you sound like a robot. You need to redo that.
Right.
Like, act like you're happy at least, you know.
Yeah.
And so they need to know that, you know, the building doesn't start off this beautiful finished product, but you got to get in the mud. You got to lay the foundation in order to have that to come forth. And I wanted people to know that even in kingdom building and foundation building, that there are going to be some mistakes sometimes, but you can laugh about it, keep on going, and in the end, you will get that good product.
Yes, and you know what, and I think social media perhaps has played a role in, because social media, we only, you know, we only put up the finished product. We only put up the best foot forward. We only put up the selfies where we look, you know, 20 pounds lighter. We only put up, you know, the successes. The successes, and so we don't share the those in betweens, and so I, that just jumped out at me for some reason when I went to your page. Tell listeners how they can connect with you on Facebook in particular.
Okay, they can connect with me at facebook.com/authorLucretia. I have both a regular page as well as a fan page. And so just facebook.com/authorLucretia. You can connect with me on my website, www.lucretiaangel.com. I'm also on Facebook. I mean, I'm also on Instagram.
Yes.
Lucretia_Angel. And on Twitter at @AuthorLucretia.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we have tagged listeners, if you're following me, and I know you are following me, I have tagged in all places. So twitter.com/Charvette. Hey, Twitter friends. Facebook.com/Charvette. And certainly just charvette.com will get you everything that you need right there, so you'll be able to connect. So once again, let them know how they can get a hold of the book, and is it available in ebook format and all that good stuff?
They can go right now, even as we speak, or they can wait, you know, the next 30 minutes and go and purchase the book from Amazon.com. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. They can also purchase it on my website, LucretiaAngel.com/books. It's available both in print as well as the ebook copy. If you want an autographed copy, then you will go to my website to place that order or hit me up on Facebook and I'll tell you how to get it. And also, it is available in iBook as well as Kobo, all of the ebook outlets.
All right, so there you have it. Journey to love, love story, romance, perfect time of year for that. You know, people want to, you know, just hunker down, get in front of the fireplace, read something good, or your kids may be in football or something else, and you're, you know, you're on the field waiting for them to finish practice. You can have a great book. And so also, I want to let them know, too, if they want to go back and pick up some of your other books, like Girl, Nah, how can they get a hold of all of your past books as well?
Okay. They can also get Girl, Nah, Positive Deception, and It Ain't Over. Those are also available on my website as well as Amazon, Barnes & Noble. They're all available in both ebook as well as print. Again, if you want the autographed copies, hit me up. I'll be glad to send a very personal message to you. I'm not just doing a generic autograph, but you're going to know that that book was meant for you. And so I'd be delighted to have you all to reach out for any of my four novels that I have been blessed to produce. Again, Girl, Nah. It Ain't Over happens to be the sequel to Girl, Nah, so I do want to make that plain. Positive Deception, and, of course, Journey to Love.
All right. And I love that. I love that. I love that. And so do you have any upcoming events that you want to shout out?
Well, of course, I always do the BWABC Literacy Festival in September, and that is held in Memphis, Tennessee, hosted by national best-selling author Sheila E. Bell. I have some other dates on my calendar, but I don't have it in front of me, so they can go to my website, lucretiaangel.com/events, and I'll have those events posted where they can get in touch with me. And be sure and invite me to some of your events that you have. You know, my motto is have wheels, we'll roll, so I will roll on to your event.
Yes, let's roll. I love that. And book clubs, you know, check her out. Wow. Okay, so my last question for you, as we wrap up this segment and get ready for the next one, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me are my children. I thank the Lord I am currently living my dream to be able to write full-time and to be able to publish full-time. And I thank the Lord, and I want my children to always know that, you know, it doesn't matter how late it is in life, those things that you really seek, that you really desire, that your heart of hearts is leading you to do, you can do it. You know, seek the Lord through prayer, and he'll give you direction, and he will open up those doors, because one thing is for sure, your gift will make room for you.
Absolutely. I agree. I am in agreement with that. All right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much again. We're going to give you a big round of applause again. Woohoo! For the brand new release. I mean, on the release date, Journey to Love. And thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, listeners, for taking the time out to listen to me today. God bless you.
All right. God bless. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. Author Toni Dupree is hanging out in the virtual green room. Listen, she's enjoying some virtual snacks while she's in there. She's an interior designer, a behavior therapist, makeup consultant, etiquette coach, and she's here to talk about her book, Whose Fork Is It Anyway? Oh, my goodness, helping our tweens and our teens with dining etiquette. And you know what? Some of y'all adults need to listen in as well. Keep it locked right here.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1. Go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2. Once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3. Get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123jobzone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We just finished up chatting with author Lucretia Angel, brand new release. Check her out, Journey to Love. Listen, we're moving right on into our second author spotlight with author Toni Dupree. I'm telling you what, I love this book cover. I love the concept. I love the thought behind this book, Whose Fork Is It Anyway? And so we're glad to have her, and we're bringing her up to the mic right now. Running to get her from the green room, bringing her up to the mic. Toni Dupree, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
Great. We're so glad. Yes, I can hear you. We are live. We're doing good. All right. So let's jump in. So certainly, just looking at your bio, you wear many hats.
I do wear a few hats. I do.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about your interior design. Let's start there because you have a number of years experience with interior design. How did you get into that?
Well, when I was a child, you know how they ask, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Uh-huh.
And I told my mom all I wanted to do was make things beautiful. So that was the making of interior design career right there. And that's how it started. You know, I just started making things. I was always very creative. So one thing led to another, and 23 years later, I was an interior
designer. Still making things and environments beautiful. Okay, wonderful. And then also you have definitely experience and expertise with makeup consulting.
Right. I'm a trainer for Clinique Cosmetics.
Oh, okay. Yes, Clinique. I know my mom listening. Hey, Mom, and she loves their aromatic elixir.
My mother used to love that, too.
Right.
But we have some other great. I love Happy. Actually, a funny story is I like Happy for men a lot better than Happy for women because the scent lingers a lot longer and it doesn't fade into your chemistry. The Happy for men is just, it's a better scent to me. That's my favorite.
Oh, okay. There you go. Listeners, you're already getting some tips. You're getting some tips right there. All right. So let's talk about the etiquette side. That hat. I'm gonna have you put that hat on. And so etiquette and style is really you've been able to really wrap those up nicely. And you use them to really help build character and self-esteem. So talk about that kind of that combination of the etiquette and the style that you have put together.
So as it relates to etiquette is basically a code of behavior. It's just knowing how to put your best foot forward. And when you think of the style piece, it's developing your own personal style. And so when you combine that together, of course, you know, your etiquette and style. And that's your own creation. I think we all deserve to have our own creation, and we make that as we go. You know, any given day is as beautiful as you make it.
Wow.
And all I do is teach you tools for development. That's all I do.
Great. So you can teach the tools, and then that will help the person really to embrace and figure out their own style, and then certainly they've got the code of behavior, and they're off and running.
Right. So as a coach, it's more you are sharing what those little small, and it's all just refining what's already there. So as a coach, you help them put everything together and move with
it. All right. I love that. I love that. And I love how you talk a little bit about your mom and, you know, how she was a cosmetologist and really spent time investing, you know, in your social development. Is that where you have the roots really kind of from your etiquette?
Well, yes. As a only child, my mother spent a lot of time on my social development. She made sure that I knew who I was, how to present myself, and, of course, I was in charm and etiquette classes since I was 5 years old, so you're never going to lose that. I see that we don't see that in everything, in schools and different things that our children are built. We don't see that. And I think that, you know, it's all right to bring a little bit of that back because that adds to their confidence. It adds to building their self-esteem because they have that quality, that nice little piece of refinement that they're a part of. Because they're creating, and all you're doing is just teaching the tools and helping them stay together.
All right.
We used to have that growing up. You know, the older people kept us together, and that we just need to bring a little bit of that back.
And I was just about to say that how your book opens up, Whose Fork Is It Anyway, opens up with talking about how, you know, we used to have grandparents and great aunts, you know, aunties and them that would kind of give you these tips and these ideas and things to do, and I think maybe just because of the age or the generations, that has slipped away. So we kind of look at children and maybe we feel like, or teens, and we feel like they don't have any manners, but then who taught them? You know, did someone teach them how to have manners?
And we just need to cultivate that and everything in the way we speak to them, in the way we handle them. And you know, I don't see a lot of hugging today. I don't see a lot of that affection being given because, of course, you know, everybody's scared. You know, you can't. Well, I think we can't be scared to bring that normal sensitivity back. You know, call somebody on the phone, shake somebody's hand, touch somebody's shoulder, or just below their elbow, and say, you know, good job. I'm glad to see you. Those kind of things. You know, you need to bring those soft skills back, and that's what my business is about. It's about the soft skills.
All right. It's about the soft skills. So let's jump into the book. And this is targeted to tweens and those that are listeners who are saying, what is a tween? That's the child that is right before the teenage years. So we call them tweens, if you didn't know what that was. Tweens,
right.
And teens. And so is it too early to start before that, or is this really the age bracket that needs this?
I actually start at 3 because that's a little development stage. I call that macaroni and please stage. Teaching them thank you, please, excuse me, and those are repetitious things that you want to keep going. And as they get older, like 8 years old, then you add the proud to be polite stage. And then when they get a little older, like 11 and up, then you have the confidence stage where you're building those principles of confidence. And that's how I work with children. That's the little development step that we take. So you can start at 3 years old.
All right, there you go.
And repeating at 3.
That's true.
But when I work with them, the little 3-year-olds, they love to remind you what you said and what you didn't do.
And they are sponges. They are soaking up everything you say. Oh, my goodness, they are sponges. So good time to start there. All right, so the book talks about several things, dining etiquette, how to set the table. Oh, my goodness, how to just walk us. We don't want to give too much of the book away, certainly, but this, just talk a little bit about the basic things and guidelines for setting a table.
So the book talks about the American style of dining, and I have pictures to show what that looks like, a casual setting and a formal setting. And it's done on a kid's level, so they can feel comfortable setting the table. And it talks about the conversation, your posture at the table, and how important it is to have the posture while you eat because it helps with your digestion. Process. And napkin placement.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
So your napkin placement, what to talk about at the table, how to engage your peers at the table, and, you know, one of my favorite parts is to try to bring in a supper club. I have kids have dinner at home, you know, because you hear parents talk about, oh, my kid is always playing that video game, or they're always on their phone, or they're locked up in their room. So it brings back that whole family style of dining. Because you may have a house full of children. Cook a meal and sit them down at the table and conversate about things on their level and listen to them. And it does the social interaction really, really well when you engage each other naturally.
naturally. And you can get them the book for Christmas so that while you're cooking, you can say, you know, go little Jim, Janie, little Kiki, go set the table.
Right. Or they will just want to set the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have their own guide now. They know what to do. And that's what you want them to do. That builds confidence when they know what to do. This is my thing. This is what I do. And they have ownership, and they own that, and you build that confidence.
I like that confidence, because even as an adult, if you go to a fancy, you know, fancy smancy restaurant or banquet, and there's all, you know, all of the glassware in front of you, all of the silverware, the flatware, all of that, and you're trying to remember, okay, which one is the salad fork, which one is the dessert spoon versus the coffee spoon, like, you know, that can be intimidating.
A little bit. It can be, but you know what? It's all right to watch the person across from you or next to you to see what they do. It's okay to look at them to see which fork they pick up.
Oh, so that's a good inside scoop right there. So if you don't know what to
that's
do,
right.
Just kind of act like you're talking and look around.
That's right. You don't have to act like you know if you don't. The last thing you want to do is pick up everything to the right, because none of that belongs to you. Your fork is to the left.
All right, so listeners, there you go. That's another clue. Your stuff is to the left. To the left, to the left.
I would leave everybody with a tip. You eat from the outside in. If you're not sure which one to use, start from the outside in.
Start from the outside in and to the left.
There you go.
There you go. Listen, we are getting your teens ready, getting your tweens ready, getting you ready for your dinner at home, and even if you have to go to these company parties or wherever, everybody is going to be ready. So, Tony, tell listeners how they can purchase a copy of the book.
Actually, if you are here in Houston, I'll be happy to sell your copy. If not, and it's not as convenient for you to find me, you can go right to Amazon.com.
And is it available in paperback and Kindle?
I'm sorry, it is available in paperback and Kindle.
Okay, great. So you can pick it. You can go right there. And once you get it and share it with your teen and your tween, you know, go jump back over to Amazon and leave a nice book review there so that others will know that it's a great, great resource. I wonder, you know, I'm thinking about, like, high school home economics. You know, they may need this as a resource.
I think so, too. And I also believe that these little groups that they have at school, like they have a lot of girl groups.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are called ladybugs. They're called all different types of fun little names. And maybe once a month they can either dine out or dine in,
mm-hmm.
and use the book in the school, because the whole point of the book is for it to be used as a fun tool for parents, schools, churches, social organizations, and you don't always have to look for someone to teach a dining etiquette class. You can just follow the book, because it's a great tool to use. It's easy. It's 28 pages because it's 14, and you don't want to bombard them with a whole lot of information that they don't need or they're not going to use. It's fun. It's colorful. I didn't want it to have chapters because I want it to be fun and innovative. So each page is something different to grab their attention.
Wonderful. Tell listeners how they can connect with you on all of your social media sites.
Okay, so on Facebook, you can connect with me. I'm Tony Dupree on Facebook, and on Twitter, I am_etiquette. And Instagram, C Dupree 45. I think that's,
all right.
That's all the social media. that's all the social media I know how to use.
Listen, that's good right there. That's good right there. All right. Now, is there anything that like really drives you to write? Is this your first book? Do you have other books out?
This is my first book.
Oh, congrats!
And, thank you. I do a lot of writing. I have a blog, but it's not something that's public. I mean, I think you can find the blog. But I just blog with I blog to massage my mind, so it's just.
Mm-hmm.
But it is open; people can read different things on there. But I don't focus a lot on that, and I write a lot of quotes, inspirational quotes and motivational quotes. And I do intend on writing more books regarding etiquette and social development. I just don't have dates for it.
All right. Well, we will keep our eye out on that for you. And so as an author, do you have a favorite authors that you follow and that you like?
One of my favorite authors, I actually lost my mother in 2011, and I started writing when she was sick. I just started writing about that process and how I felt. But one of my favorite authors is Edgar Allan Poe, because he taught me how to write through my pain. And losing my mother, when I lost my mother is when I really started to write a lot more. It was never my intention to write a book. I did not. I think, honestly, that was God's plan for my life. But I'm glad I did, and I'm glad I just write. You know, there are some days you just write. And this book, I'm really proud of this project, really proud of it. Because it had nothing to do with me, and it was just thinking of children, you know, and what would make this process a lot easier for them. Because I work with a lot of organizations, and I work with parents that complain a little bit about their kids not getting it, or when they're at the table, they just can't get them to get it right. So I thought this might be a real positive tool to help to get the message across.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's right in line with kind of the vibe of things, because there are a lot of just, you know, promoting teens and tweens, you know, being in the kitchen, dining, cooking shows, you know, cooking competitions that just feature, you know, kids. So I think that this is all, you know, right in alignment with that.
Yeah.
Great. And so as an author, what books are on your nightstand?
I have a few different books. Some of them I probably can't share. They're not because they're bad, but I don't know that anybody cares about 50 Shades of Grey. But that's a book that's on my nightstand.
All right. I sure did. Yes, I did. This is reality radio, so.
I didn't know I couldn't be honest, Charvette. I read.
No, you can be honest. You can be honest.
And right next to that is the Bible, and then I have some other books that are full of quotes. I like to read inspirational.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We all need to be inspired.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
The memory of my mother. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
Because she was very proud of my work. And, you know, I truly wish she was here to see what I've done so far, but her memories, and memories of being with her in my childhood, and that's what keeps this process going and fresh. So,
yes, and I'm sure she would be proud. I am sure she would be proud. Yes. Do you have any upcoming events you want to shout out?
I actually have, it just started actually yesterday. I'll be for the Houston Texans YMCA on Mondays and Wednesdays from 6 to 7:30. And I have some other events, but again, I don't have my calendar in front of me, and I'm so sorry. But I will give my website.
Yes,
please. Because I try to keep my website updated. It's etiquettestylebydupree.com.
Wonderful. And listeners, you can go there and connect again, Twitter and Facebook. I have tagged in both places. I tagged on Facebook. That's an open post. I know you're following me, facebook.com/Charvette. Also Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. I have tagged Tony right there. So you have easy connection points. And one more time, let them know how they can pick up a copy of the book.
You can pick up a copy from Amazon.com.
All right. Simple and easy.
That's right. They can go to Barnes & Noble, but I'm not sure what that website is. Most people just go to Amazon because it's a lot easier.
Great, and we want to make it easy for people. We want to make it easy. So pick it up, listeners, in time for the holidays. Stocking stuffers, books are great stocking stuffers, certainly. And if you're going to Amazon, they have super quick all that shipping. And if you're on Prime and all that good stuff, you are good to go. You're good to go. Well, it has been great chatting with you, Tony. And I'll tell you what, I think this book is definitely needed and wanted. So congratulations on its release and the continued success.
Thank you so much for having me, and this has been a delight.
Awesome. It is my pleasure. Thank you. All right, listeners, I tell you what, we started the top of the show out with author spotlight, author Lucretia Angel talking about her fourth novel, newly released, hot off the press, Journey to Love, Romance. I tell you what, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. And then we have here author Tony Dupree talking about etiquette and how to set the table and all of that stuff, what you should do at the table for our teens and tweens. But I'm telling you, sounds like some adults. We could jump in there. She gave us a tip. You always eat. You always use the utensils that are to your left, and you eat from the. You use what's on the outside, and you work your way in. So good reminders right there. I know some of us need those reminders. Hey, big shout out to CEO Magazine. CEO Magazine from Richmond, Virginia, supporting women who do it all. We are excited about upcoming partnership. You will see me on the CEO Magazine, on the blog, on the site. So get a subscription. Subscribe today. Go to CEOSOFRVA.com. Let me say that again, CEOSOFRVA.com, CEO Magazine, supporting women who do it all. Check them out. We're really excited about an upcoming partnership right there. So we're excited about that. Of course, follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Go to my main website, Charvette.com. You can check out my full blog post for all of my guests. I do a full blog post. You can see the book covers. You can link to their Amazon and all that. It's the easiest place to go to connect with our listeners, connect with our guests that are on. So Charvette.com. You can also download my mobile app for free. Go to your mobile app, your app store, any device, yes, any device, and put in Charvette, and the free mobile app will be available to you. And it's a super easy way, one of the easiest ways to listen to the show, in particular if you listen to the show from a mobile phone. Check it out. Well, listen, it's been phenomenal hanging out with you guys today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, it's on and popping. We about to take out 2014 and bring in 2015. Wait a minute. We're about to take out 2015 and bring in 2016. I can't go backwards. I only can go forward. We're going to check with you all next week. Thanks again for stopping by and hanging out with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
live from Richmond, Virginia. You've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.